T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, along with Tony Caligiuri and Joseph Beamer. What do we got today? Lots to talk about. Trump versus Biden. How is that looking now? It is tax day today. And how many of you waited till the last minute, which is 3 months later than it usually is due, and you didn't take advantage of the early filing? You just finishing it, putting the stamp on it, and getting to the post office today. What about Philadelphia? Philadelphia says in Pennsylvania, there will be no large events until February. So that means no attendance at the, no people sitting in the seats at the football games, at the basketball games, and that's that. Would that be something that we should look at? Keep in mind, in an interview today with a Canadian lawyer, she says it's not official, but it's her feeling, and the general conversation is that the borders between U.S. and Canada is going to stay closed until the end of the year. I happen to know one woman who is stuck in Canada. I mean, I like Canada. She likes it too, but she's just a little bit more than a newlywed, and she owns a house in Canada, and she and her husband built a house in Lockport. And she's stuck in Canada, and they can't get together. They are in separate countries. Now, I don't know. Would you learn how to do the breaststroke and hop in the river? What do you think? What would you guys do?
Breaststroke.
Is that what you do? I mean, learn to go across there? It just seems to me that there should be some accommodation for something like that. She owns the house in Niagara-on-the-Lake, actually very nice. And she should be able to come back. I don't see why not. Let's go to line 4, and that would be John on a cell phone. John, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, John. What's going on today?
Well, I want to question your last caller who said that if AOC were selected as the vice presidential candidate, I don't think she's eligible for my understanding that even a vice presidential candidate has to be 35 years of age, and she isn't.
Oh, you think she's too young, huh? All right, we could check that out.
I'm sure that's the case. I did look that up before. I don't know if that would be an exception if she could run. If something were to happen to Biden, that it would automatically then proceed to the Speaker of the House or whatever.
Oh man, think about that. Yeah, well, I would be glad that she would not subject to it. I think that anybody that's strong would be detrimental to Biden. But the people that he's talking about, he narrowed himself into a corner by saying it would be a woman. Then he said it would be a black woman. I mean, he's cutting down on the numbers that he can choose from.
Now, that's absolutely right. He's committed himself, and if he changes his mind, it's just going to be an indication that he can't keep his word.
That's true, and that he didn't have the good thought process in the beginning. If he wants a woman, there are certainly plenty of qualified women out there that could do it, and plenty of good potential people that if anything happened to Biden, they could be moved up. But trying to keep it at a level where he doesn't want them to blow him off the map, and they have to have some qualities that he hasn't been able to find yet because he's waiting until the last minute. He could actually take some of the heat off of himself if he had one because they could be holding their up their part of the ticket too. But it's just him. And yesterday he's speaking to an open forum. Nobody was there, basically, while the president's fielding tough question after tough question. I think the people will see through that.
Yeah, I think it was the yesterday or the day before, an African-American woman was brought up as a potential candidate. And I looked, and I've never heard her before in my life. Do you know who that was?
No.
An absolute nobody, you know, with a, how can I say, a checkered past, you know, who was supporting a lot of the, how can I say, the nasty things that are going on in the streets.
Which, the left wing stuff, yeah. Maybe he'd be better off getting the mayor of Seattle as his running mate and just make it a total farce.
I believe if he picks anyone who has been supportive of what's going on, that he's dead in the water, because I believe that people are beginning to see the potential for lawlessness, the removal of our Second Amendment rights, you know, as happened in Missouri now with that couple who've had their, who have been charged and their weapons were taken by the police.
If they are indicted, they haven't been indicted yet, but if they are, I would hope that this thing would be seen and heard all the way up to the Supreme Court. They did absolutely nothing illegal. And in fact, you know, the laws are state laws. And I did see a lawyer from the state, from the same state, say it's absolutely illegal. They did not do anything wrong with those firearms. And now there's a picture of somebody on the right-hand side, which we did not see in the original photos. They're on the right-hand side with a rifle barrel leveled at the woman. So if that's the case, that's a fait accompli. But to come and get their gun, to come and get the AR, was just absolutely illegal.
Right, and the pistol was turned over to the family attorney. And it's interesting that the attorney that is trying to prosecute them is up for election, and I think that she just may have, excuse the expression, shot her own self in the foot by doing
that. Yeah, because we found out that 75% of the money for her campaign has come from George Soros. That broke a couple of days ago.
Correct.
Now, Soros apparently is funding a lot of DAs, because think about it, DAs can make unilateral decisions. They can charge or not charge. They don't have to run it through Congress. They don't have to run it through the mayor or anything else. So he's financing them, those who think like he does, because they can make outrageous challenges. Now, how successful they'll be in court, I don't know. Well, let's hope the courts would shoot them right down, because believe me, what those people did defending their lives and their home was perfectly legal. I'm not a lawyer, but I'd stake anything you want on that one. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. I just want to chime in a little bit about you're talking about a coin shortage. I used to work with a guy years ago. He said he never spent a penny. If something cost 97 cents, he kept the 3 cents. And then he put it in a Foot Locker, and then he started to roll them all. And he had to be probably about 60, so probably for pretty much his whole life. And I asked him, I said, what are you going to do with all them pennies? I said, what happens if you die? He said, it's not my problem then.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so he never had them rolled? He didn't know how much he had or anything like that?
After he had time, he kept rolling them, and then he put them in, and he had them in a Foot Locker in rolls. So a lot of them had to be probably valuable pennies. And they were-
oh, yeah, sure. Just happened to – there are people that look at every penny they ever get looking for something valuable. I had an interest in coins at one time. It's fascinating. It's a good hobby. But his whole life he kept them, huh? Good.
Yes. And then my kids, they would always take all their change, like you said, and they would take it like to Walmart. You get like 9 cents, 7 or 9 cents on a dollar they charge to put them in one of their machines. And I told them the smartest thing to do is go purchase something and pay everything with your coins. Walk up to one of the automatic, you know, when you go pay on your own, you
right.
Walk up to one of them. I did it with a windshield wiper one time. I paid 20-some dollars. Hey, if people are behind me, that's their problem. I paid 20-some dollars with all coins.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, hey, thanks for the story. Appreciate it. Imagine rolling coins can be fun. You know when? On a rainy day. You have a cup of coffee there. You got the wrappers over here and the coins, your big pile of coins. And then you start rolling a little bit at a time, listening to some good music maybe. And that's a good way to do it. Is that the way you did it, Tony? To let kids let you roll? Did they help you roll?
No, this time I did it by myself. Again, it was so hot. There wasn't, you know, we weren't going to go outside and do anything. And I was just bored, messing around in my room. I was like, eh, you know what? I got a few wrappers. Let's wrap up some coins.
All right. Let's, yeah, we got time. Let's go to line 5, Kevin in East Aurora. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Well, I got a question. Yesterday, you had a lady call in from Canada that said you can't drive from the United States to Canada, but you can fly from the United States to Canada. So if that's the case, how come the couple that in Lockport has been separated for 6 months, how come she doesn't just fly to the United States or him fly to Canada?
I don't know if she would have to pass some kind of customs. She'd have to go through U.S. Customs. And if the border is closed, it's closed, whether you're flying or driving. She said that she's been trying to get out of there for, how long was it? Five months?
Oh, 6 months.
Around 5 or 6 months, and hasn't been able to. And you know what? A lot of people own, she owns a house in Niagara-on-the-Lake, but a lot of people have cottages in Fort Erie and whatever, and I assume it's affecting all of them.
Right, I got a good friend of mine, too, that has a cottage over there and can't get over there to do any work. But if the lady yesterday said you can fly in and out, but you can't drive in and out, then I don't understand why one or the other doesn't fly to the other. And then what better could be you being quarantined for 14 days if you're newlyweds?
Well, you know what? I'll have our morning team check with the lawyer that they talk about with immigration and see what she has to say about it, because you're bringing up a good point. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. All righty. Let's go with a couple of Facebooks, if we could, please.
All right, let's do that. We will start talking Trump and Biden. It's a hot one on Facebook as well. Donna says, this one has to be Trump all the way. I try to take my bias out of it. I just don't see how when people finally go to the polls, they will think of everything Joe Biden has done or not done in D.C., top that with how he can't complete a sentence, can't complete a thought, and is nowhere to be seen. I had the same feeling in 2016, and I think it'll happen again in 2020.
Yeah, I don't know how, even if you're a rational person, and you're not a crazed political, how you could choose Biden over Trump. I really don't know. I don't see what he has to offer that Trump doesn't have. Not everybody likes his style. Trump is very effective, but keep in mind where that style came from. He was operating in the biggest city in the U.S., New York. He's a developer. You know how much developing goes on there. I'm sure as a developer, he had to deal a lot with politicians to get permits to do this, and they put a group together to do that. And he relies not only on the merit of what he's trying to do, but the style in which he does it. He is flamboyant. He's much like, if you used to see the old gamblers on the Mississippi, he reminds me of that. Very efficient at what he does, very off the cuff from time, and not the usual businessman type that we get as president of the United States. So he's got that going, but he's very effective. As the lowest unemployment rate for minorities in the history of the country. We were literally at full employment before this thing hit. So he can get things done. He's good at doing that. But the politicians hate him because he's a different kind of cat. He's not them, and they don't like that. And remember what he ran on, that he was going to clean the swamp, clear it right out. And they looked in the mirror and found out that they were the swamp. So if you're going to clear the swamp, you're clearing them, and they knew that. He's not one of them. He doesn't owe favors to the people they owe favors to, and that's the way it is. And I think that's part of the reason why when he first got in there, the appointments he made, a lot of them fell apart simply because they weren't members of the swamp either, but they couldn't handle the life in the swamp when he is very adaptable. So I think the president hands away, no question, is a formidable guy to have as your boss. But at the end of the day, you get things done, you get things accomplished. And by the way, I heard a boast that I can clean up. But guess who said this now? I can clean up New York in 1 month if you give me certain cops, and in 1 month, New York will be clean. Okay, guys, tell me again. I'll give you a chance to guess who it was.
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, you win the prize. I don't have a prize to give you, but you win. Yeah, Giuliani said he could do it in a month.
Dan Bongino did a segment once talking about how Giuliani cleaned up New York and how he would be the guy to bring back.
And Bongino is good. He's a rising star at Fox, man. You see him on all the time now on all the various shows. And having the background that he has of law enforcement, it's good to hear a guy who's not going to be playing the political game.
Military, law enforcement, and Secret Service, I believe.
Yeah, and he looks like that. You know what I mean? He looks like a guy you wouldn't mess with, and he looks like a guy who knows how to do his job. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We're asking Trump versus Biden, how's it looking now? Also, it's tax day today. You got any good tax stories for us? Did you already fill yours out and send it in? Let's hope so. But you have, I guess, till midnight tonight to get it in the mail.
You know what's funny, Sandy, is if you were to get if we were to have a Biden supporter call in, they couldn't list one positive reason to vote for Joe Biden. The only thing that they have is orange man bad, vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, and Biden, it's funny because while this is going on, his son's deal through him with Iran on the oil company is on hold.
You mean Ukraine?
Ukraine, I'm sorry. On hold. And then him trying to get the prosecutor fired for prosecuting his son. And then him being the official hair enjoyer in Washington, D.C.
Would he be the sniffer in chief?
He'd be the sniffer in chief. That would be a good.
Like a bloodhound.
Yeah, he's one of those touchy-feely, he's like a human hair tester.
Mr. Groper.
Yeah, a groper, hair tester, and all that. So those have all been put on hold while this campaign is going on.
Yeah, meanwhile, nobody's also talking about pedophile ring going on, Epstein. We're not talking about Hillary Clinton having to testify. I don't know when that's coming up.
Let me tell you something. When she talks, and she will, there's going to be a lot of people in big trouble. We found out that more people were on that plane than the capacity to put people on that plane. A lot of well-known people flying back and forth with Jeffrey Epstein. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Let me move this over there. When you're remote from your home, you have to be very precise. Because when you look down at a certain place, there's supposed to be information there to make you sound like you know what you're talking about. It is Beach and Company. We're talking about Trump versus Biden. How is that looking? I don't know. Right now, it's Trump versus a mystery guy because he hasn't shown up in public very much. When he's out of the basement of his home, yesterday he was at an empty hall. He's talking to an empty hall while the president was talking to the reporters, and you know how tough they are. So that's what it's looking at. I want him to get mano at mano. I would like to see him throw some verbal punches and get debating. I want to see what's going on there. Also, it's tax day. I hope you filed your taxes already. Fill them out and send them in. And let me see. Philadelphia says we will have no more large events until February of next year. Whoa. And I'm thinking, is that something they could talk about for New York? Remember, New York only has one football team in the NFL, and that's us. The other two do not play in New York. They're called New York, but they don't play there. And so that's the only one it would affect outside of hockey and basketball, things like that. Let's go to line one. Fred in New Mexico, our friend Fred. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, Fred, yesterday when we were talking to you at the beginning of our conversation, your state was not listed as one that would have to quarantine if you fly in. You said you were going to be coming here, and then suddenly your state got put on the list. So has that changed your plans?
It might have. It might do it. My wife and I are going to have to make up our minds. But, you know, that's one of the reasons I called is because I don't get this King Cuomo business. He makes up these numbers out of thin air. They have no real statistical meaning. It's not valid. In that, let's say that he sets some number, 2.2.
Okay.
Or whatever that means. Anyway, the state might have that amount of that number of
Of people suffering from it or battling it or recovering from it, I don't know.
But what about the fact that all of them could be down in the South and I'm in the North?
Yeah, they have kind of taken into some consideration the difference in spreading the virus and whatever between New York City and that area. And up in the Adirondacks in that area, and certainly in Western New York in this area. But it's like one of those voodoo things. You don't know exactly how he came by the number. It seems very arbitrary. And
yeah.
I had heard somebody, a lawyer, being interviewed saying he can't just be making up numbers like that and doing it. I think that he's going to face some legal action because keep in mind, a lot of people are losing a lot of money in places they can't involve themselves in anymore.
True, and I hope he does get sued and taken to court by many people. This just isn't just. He's taken too much upon himself, and the heck with the rest of the state.
Well, he's selling a poster. What, $15 is it, Bernie? Yeah, for $15 on how he, a superhero, fought off the virus. I mean, that's outrageous. Who the hell would buy one, first of all? You're going to buy one and put it up on your wall? I don't think so.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. He's doing it. He has a poster for sale that shows his daughter and her boyfriend. I haven't seen it except on TV. And his mother with her meatballs. I'm sure her meatballs are fine. But what does that have to do with anything that we're trying to get through here in New York? I've never heard of anything like that, putting out a poster like that.
Nor have I. It's just...
I'm sorry you don't like it. I was going to get you one for Christmas.
Come, but I'm not happy about it because it puts me in a situation where I have to fill out a sheet of paper where I'm going to be, when I'm going to leave, how long I'm going to stay, a whole bunch of stuff, and so they can trace me.
I have the poster in my hand on an iPad, and there it is. It's got characters. It's got cars on it. It's got people sitting at a desk. It's got an arrow, flames. I mean, $15 for this? Well, you got to be kidding me. I would expect a lot more for $15 than that, and I wonder who's going to get the money for it. One would hope New York State gets it, and it wouldn't be personal.
Fat chance.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my poster of Nancy Pelosi to come out. I'm saving in pennies. That's why the pennies are all out of circulation now. Oh. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Fred. Good to talk to you. Keep the chin up. You'll be able to visit soon, I'm sure.
Well, there are people that are fighting Cuomo on his travel ban. I saw something from Rob Ort, and I know he's got Cuomo in his sights and the travel ban.
Yeah, I heard a lawyer today on television, too, say he can't just make stuff up like this. He doesn't have the authority to do that, so I guess they're going to challenge him. Good, good, good.
You see that the states are using the kids and reopening of school as leverage or as blackmail to get federal funding.
Well, you told me that one of the, who was it, our state representative, one of them said that they need more money before they can open up
Schumer.
The schools.
Chuck Schumer said it.
Chuckie Schumer said it.
They need more federal money so that they can open schools safely. You notice how they use that word, safely.
That means they'll invest in all kinds of things to have one barrier over there, another barrier over here. They're going to buy all these things just so they can put them in separate spaces. It's amazing what's going on now in the name of safety. We'll take a break and return for the final segment on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm in the horns of a dilemma. Today I have a medical appointment at Roswell Park, okay? I get my dermatology checkup every 6 months because I've had several operations and they want to see how they're doing, all right? Now, during the derm visit, I become totally naked. Which is a pretty revolting thought, just thinking about that, except for the fact that I will be standing there totally naked wearing a mask. Now, I'm thinking, what if the luck says that the only part that I have anything wrong is under the mask? So they get a look at, it's like the Grand Prairie. You know, they get a look at the whole thing. There's the mountains, there's a prairie. Oh, what is this? It must be an island. Yeah, here's an island here, but we can't see his face. You think, guys, do you think they're going to ask me to take my mask off so they can see if there's anything under the mask?
They have to. You're looking at skin, you have to.
You would have to. That the face is one of the primary spots, don't you think?
Sure, and you've had spritzes on your forehead and
liquid nitrogen. They do this. Psst. Liquid nitrogen, and it really is very effective, and it really works, okay? I'll volunteer to lower the mask, see if they're ready for this, okay? Now, I told you, usually what they do, they're very up to date at Roswell Park. With my body, they use a drone. It's a small drone. It's not, a huge outdoor drone, but it's a small drone that they hover over different parts of my body. And sometimes it's a half mask. Thank you very much, Bernadette. So they take the little drone and they kind of go over this area, and they have to bring it back and reload the battery.
Recharge it.
Recharge yes. The battery. But sometimes it's gotten down as far as my knees, so that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
it'd be funny. To have a mask like Phantom of the Opera underneath the mask. So they take the mask off and it goes, da, 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 da. I think that would be funny.
The ultimate mask story, one of my friends who, she's very healthy, we'll just leave it at that, and she went somewhere recently to deliver something. She says, well, you can't come in. You don't have to mask. She had to take her bra off and use it as a mask. And she said, well, they got a big kick out of it there.
Oh, that's funny. That's
great.
Really good. She used the bra instead of a mask.
Yeah.
Maybe yes. I'll wear a bra. I'll borrow one of Bernie's, and I'll wear that and see if they ask me to remove that too. it should be fine because I'm going to go in with the mask on, and I won't even ask them should I take it off or not. I'll just leave it on until they tell me what to do with the mask.
Yeah, I would bet that they would direct you to take it off.
I would think they would kind of have to. Buzzy, do you think they would have to tell me to take the mask off?
Well, they, from what I understand, Sandy, no one can tell you to take the mask off.
Uh-huh.
This is what I've been told.
Well, maybe I'll test them.
Well, as a patient, you would want them to.
I am a patient. I do want them to take the mask off.
You know, I'm guessing medical can now, because I'm thinking dentists have to ask you to take your mask off.
Yeah. Well, of course. So are they going to drill through your mask?
No, but I'm just saying if here, they have the power
just a second.
No,
not that again. Ouch.
Who else would have to? Urologists definitely would have to.
I'm just shaking my head.
And wear gloves. Absolutely. Shake and bake. And wear gloves. You
yes.
have to wear gloves, too,
I'm
thinking.
You have to wear gloves. Did you see what kids are doing now with being that everybody has to wear a mask? And this is from the New York Post, and I want to thank one of our top fans, Kathy, for posting it. Teens are dressing up as mask-wearing grandmas to score alcohol. I think it's brilliant. Joe and I were talking during the breaks. Like, I guarantee you, if I was young and this was going on, I would be doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Now, Joe, you had an event like that happen to you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I went to go pick up some wine and put my mask on, obviously, when I walked in. And when I got to the register, the young lady asked for my ID. And I said, do you need me? Because there's the big shield between you and the cashier. So I just assumed, okay, this big shield's here. Do you want me to, take the mask down so you can see it's actually me in the ID picture? And she said, no, we can't do that. That's fine. Well, I mean, if I had a hat on, I easily could have been Tony. All you can see are my eyes. You can't tell I'm the person in the picture.
You know what's scary is we all could have been Tony then. That's something we don't want to really think about, not too much.
That's scary.
So did they give you the liquor?
Well, yes, of course. She looked at it real quick, and I picked up our five bottles of wine and made it back
five
to my apartment. It was a good deal, Sandy. I was taking advantage of the sale.
Oh, I thought the show was putting too much pressure on you. Five bottles of wine? No, I guess not.
Now, if it was whiskey, then you would be saying, yeah, it's taking its toll.
See, what you should do is drill a hole in the mouth section of the mask and put a straw in there, and you can test. It's like going to a wine tasting. How do you go to a wine tasting if you have a mask on?
I will answer that. So when I went to the run that you told me to do last week, after the run, they had wine tastings as part of the run. You got three with your paid registration. So once you got to the bar, you can take the mask off. So once, if you are, and it can only be two people at a time at the bar. So once you and the person you went with were at the bar, away from the other people, because everyone else is 6 feet away with their mask on, you are allowed to take your mask down and sample the wine.
And speaking of being 6 foot away, imagine this. I saw a video of it this morning. A woman got into an auto accident, and this very large man came over and helped her. It was Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and keep in mind, he was, I don't know if he still is, a deputy sheriff.
That's right.
As well as being a fabulous basketball player. I love Shaquille O'Neal.
And he's turned into be a great spokesperson. He's pitching ads for so many different companies.
Yep.
Like Tony the Tiger recently with Kellogg's. That was fantastic.
That was right.
Yep. He's very good, and he's got a nice personality. Plus, he's the size of a mountain, so it's different. You don't see many guys his size. But he was on they made a treehouse for him. Did you ever see that one, Tony?
No, I didn't.
Master? Yeah. They made one for him.
At Treehouse Masters?
Yeah. It's an oversized treehouse because he's an oversized guy. He's 7 foot something. It was very good. Very well done.
Wow.
Yep. So
I missed that show.
It's you know what? They put the shows on at times when you don't know when they're on or where they are. And then next they'll do a whole run of the same show. And then you don't see that show again for 6 months. I mean, it's really hard to keep track of favorite shows, things that you like. All right. I think Trump versus Biden, I'm looking forward to seeing them go head-to-head. I don't know if they ever will. They're supposed to be. They're supposed to be committed to. How many is it? Three?
Three, yeah.
Three. They're committed to three. Let's hope that they do it.
Yeah, my question is, how long were we going to hear before? Well, we're really thinking, you know, for safety here, we might be best having both candidates on different monitors. And yeah, we'll do a Zoom type debate. Zoom. Meanwhile, Donna Brazile will be feeding Joe Biden the questions and answers. Here.
Oh, by the way, in case you don't know, Walmart has announced that masks will be required to shop there. So you must have a mask. Do you ever see the day when you would be required to wear a mask into a retail outlet? Usually that's the last thing they want. You can go in there and do anything you want. Huh? What good are the cameras? What good are the security cameras if you have to wear a mask?
Some gun store put one up. Mask? No, you don't wear a mask coming in here. We no shoot people wearing a mask. Yeah.
Well, here's what I want to know. You know, we heard all this discussion about the HVAC, right? That was the big thing about getting the malls open. Well, if I have a mask on, shouldn't that stop the spread? That's supposed to stop the spread. How are the germs, how is the virus still getting to that filter if everyone is adhering to the mask policy?
Well, the mask is for stopping the spittle from coming out of your mouth.
I think if you bring the germs in, you should be required to bring them back out with you and not share them. All right, that about wraps it up for Beach & Company number 10. See you tomorrow at 9 on, it's number 9 tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.